I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. It's hump day.
Hump day.
Super fun show today. Mm-hmm. Oh, except for that one thing where I didn't warn you the guy had cancer first.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Yeah, jeez.
Bad. My bad.
What a setup.
Well.
I fell for it like a big donkey.
You didn't fall for it. You just, you know, you knew those songs.
I don't know those songs, but
sure you do.
I feel terrible.
You do.
I mean, he's in a hospital dying, and I'm like, you don't have 26 hits, you loser.
Well, he does, though. Come on, donkey.
God.
All right, and now it's time.
The Radio Alice Report.
Were you going to say another word or?
Four. I was going to say four.
Okay.
It has a the and Radio Alice Report, right? I just say, now it's time for the Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book
Sounds
your
convenient.
Appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Thank you, Chilton Auto Body. Mm. Okay, so here's what's happening. We begin with pretty nice day ahead. There'll be maybe some high clouds, but you'll also get plenty of sunshine.
I'm seeing no wind right now, too.
No rain in the forecast, so that's good news. Right?
I mean, yeah, sure. Well, I mean, actually, if it's going to rain, now's the time, right? We could use some more rain. Well, there's no question about that.
There is no question about that, but...
But enjoy the nice day.
Right. And so we all know now about the Boulder shooting that took place. Mm-hmm. At the grocery store, the Colorado man, described by friends and family as angry, violent, and paranoid. This is the guy who was able to buy a gun.
Well, that's a guy who should get a gun.
He faces a first court appearance tomorrow on first-degree murder charges in the shooting spree that left 10 people dead at a Boulder supermarket. So this is a 21-year-old dude who, again, family describes as angry, violent, and paranoid. He faces his first court appearance tomorrow. There's that.
I almost feel like they should do, when you apply for a gun license or to buy a gun, they shouldn't just do a background check on you. They should do family interviews. They should have to interview like all your friends and family and just and be totally anonymous. Like, okay, you can say whatever you want. We'll never tell them who said what. Okay, whatever you do, don't give this guy a gun. Honestly. Angry, violent, and... Paranoid. That's how I do. Sum them up in three words.
It's really weird because I bought a firearm years ago, but when I did, it took, I want to say, 4 weeks for my name to clear for them to let me actually get the weapon. So you
and
go
you're
into
pretty,
the store.
You're pretty squeaky clean as an adult.
As an adult.
As a grown man. I mean, I don't know about your juvenile record, but I assume that gets...
Yeah, well, the point is, even though I may have a record, it was mostly with, you know, partying was, you know, my crime, and I was into it, probably way too into it. But the point being, it wasn't an easy process, at least for me. And so I guess.
Well, maybe that's California. It just has, you know,
maybe that's
I don't know.
It. Maybe
but there are places where you can walk into a gun show and walk out with a gun.
Yeah.
Like, well, there's exemptions for certain gun shows.
I don't bring this up to say you should go get a weapon. I bring this up to say it didn't go, you know, it took a month. So if I had plans, I'm sure I would have missed my scheduled appointment.
Of murder, right. You know, that's why there's a cooling off period. You can buy a gun What do you need it for? Oh, your ex-girlfriend? Okay, well, let's give you 10 days. We'll talk again.
Here's something on a much lighter note.
All right.
This lady posted, I think it was on TikTok, because that's where everybody's at now, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. That's where it's going on.
This lady had an exotic wildlife encounter that nearly turned deadly.
Oh.
As a tourist in Indonesia, she barely escaped the tendrils of death after unknowingly posing for a vacation photo with one of the planet's most dangerous animals. The video now has 5.5 million views in 24 hours on TikTok.
Wow.
That's pretty good, right?
Is it a man of war or something?
It is an octopus.
Oh.
They say that the video was actually shot 3 years ago while the then animal research student was studying abroad in Bali. The now viral footage shot by TikToker shows the tourist, they say the person's handle, but who cares? The tourist is nonchalantly cupping her hands as a small brown octopus with dark blue speckles, there it is.
Oh, look at that.
Crawls between her palms. The oblivious beachgoer reportedly discovered later that the seemingly safe little animal is in fact a deadly blue-ringed octopus. This creature packs enough venom to kill more than 20 humans.
Oh, quickly?
And she was just unknowingly playing with the thing.
Just playing with it, just holding it, torturing it by having it up out of the water. Oh, they keep splashing it with water. Isn't that kind of them?
The fun-sized sea dweller.
Tiny.
It's tiny. It's looks only like 4 inches long.
Looks like a little limp tarantula in her hand.
But it's one of the most venomous critters on Earth. Oh, along with the box jellyfish and the cone snail. So mark these down as other items if you're ever in an area where you might find a cone snail or a box jellyfish. Don't play with them.
Can I see what those look like just, you know, for future reference? In general, if you could not play with wildlife, that would be kind of a good rule of thumb.
It's true. You know, one of the animals that shows up on our coast occasionally, and it did this winter, was an elephant seal or an elephant sea lion. I'm not sure. They're ugly as hell, but they're huge. I'd have to guess it's 1,000 pounds. But
so here's
it just
the cone snail. What was the other
that's
one?
The cone snail and the box jellyfish.
Right. The box jellyfish. Okay, go on. So this
thing's huge. It's 1,000 pounds, and it beaches itself, but it's not dying. It's just
no, it's
resting or whatever. Mm-hmm. And as a surfer, you walk past it and you go in the ocean and you enjoy your time. But you can watch from the water as people are walking up and taking selfies with it. Let me get my head. And you just
dummy.
Think, that thing could kill you.
Mm-hmm.
If it bites you, it'll break your arm.
If it rolls on you, it'll break your arm.
Absolutely.
It'll crush you. It's like a...
That's the box jellyfish.
That right, is.
Yes.
Well, so now you know, Sarah.
The
don't
sort of
post
internal,
for photos with that either.
The internal workings of it are somewhat box-shaped, cube-shaped. That's you know, jellyfish in general, I don't like them too much. We went
the comments on the octopus include that you're only alive because that thing let you stay alive.
Yeah. Would it have to bite you with its little interior beak? Is that how you get poisoned by it?
I don't know the tactic by which it poisons you, but I'm assuming that's right, that in the middle there's a little
right.
beak. But they also say, some of the comments are, the bright color pattern is supposed to be a warning. Don't they teach that in science anymore? Everybody's a genius.
Ooh,
when
pretty.
You're not.
I know, when you're not the one who's going, oh my God, a pretty little octopus.
Right.
Let's pick that up.
Anyway, so this person survived a near-death adventure and is getting tons of run on TikTok. Yay!
TikTok.
And damn, someone else commented, Darwin took the day off that day.
Yeah, clearly.
Let me see my time. Okay. I'm going to try and rifle through some of these things.
Okay.
We've all spent a lot more time in our house lately. Here are some things that can help make yourself happy or at least sane. If you're inside, keep your house clean. If you can keep it clean, you will be a happier person. Make sure it smells good.
Mm.
Poopy diapers.
Hard to tell in your own house if it smells good or not.
Well, that is true. I actually had the missus use my car the other day to go to the doctor, And as I was handing her the keys, I was all, oh boy.
Hope it smells okay in there.
What it smell. It might smell like a dirty old wetsuit in there. Have a good one.
Did she say?
No, it doesn't. I worry about those things, and that's why it doesn't, because I keep my stuff clean. But I still did think of it. It crossed my mind.
Because you've been in her car, and it smells like poopy diapers.
No, but her car is a disaster. There's glitter bombs everywhere, and there's old food wrappers, and that's kids.
Yeah.
You know that.
I do.
And they say set the temperature at your house so it's comfortable because, you know, you're in your house all day.
Because you're there. Right.
Those are ways to stay
sane.
Why
have to put on a hat and shiver in your oversized sweatshirt all
day? I don't know who Team Topanga is from a show called Boy Meets World. Anybody?
Oh, I love that show. Yeah, I love Topanga.
Topanga and Corey. Corey,
yeah.
Okay.
Loved that show.
Is that
Well, her boyfriend's name is Jensen Karp. Jensen is a writer and a comedian and is more importantly married to, oh, not a boyfriend. He's married to Danielle Fischel. She played, what?
What? No, I said it wrong. You're right. I thought it was a different, never mind. Keep going.
Anyway, he's married to the gal who played Topanga on Boy Meets World.
Topanga.
So if that
Topanga.
Helps you,
Topanga.
Topanga. On Monday, Jensen opened a box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and found two shrimp tails in the bag.
Ew.
He tweeted a photo and tagged Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and they responded, quote, after further investigation, it appears to be an accumulation of the cinnamon sugar that sometimes can occur when ingredients aren't thoroughly blended. We assure you there's no possibility of cross-contamination, except that they're wrong. It's clear those are shrimp tails. And when Jensen dumped out the rest of the bag, he found more shrimp tails, string, dental floss, and little black dots on the cereal.
His theory
is that a rat got into the bag and that the shrimp and string are its collections. He says he's taking the tails to a lab for DNA testing because Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you're busted.
Yeah, you're busted. That's a bummer because those are absolutely shrimp tails.
Not clusters of cinnamon.
No. So this is all the junk you found in this one box. Ew. Let me see the rest of this. Oh, look at that disgusting thing. What the F is that? Wait, let me see the string.
That's a
dental
string,
floss. Can you imagine dental floss? Ugh, gross. Oh,
there's a string.
Oh, there's some string.
That's weird.
Nice countertop.
I don't want to say, hey, well, Jensen, you're a man with a wife and a job. Why are you eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch to begin with?
Because it's delicious. Have you ever had Cinnamon Toast Crunch? It's so good.
You don't eat that.
It's the taste you can see. That's their tagline.
Is that their tagline?
Yeah.
If you like shrimp. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Jensen, try Raisin Bran.
Also really good. I love Raisin Bran.
In your face. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Jensen, your shrimp tails.
Fruit Loops are good, too.
You don't eat those, you liar. Get out of here.
Fruit and Lucky Charms.
Now listen to me.
Good.
I want to start by saying I don't know what to do. I mean, I think I kind of have an idea, but I don't have all the ideas.
All right, let's hear it.
You know, like when a girl says, I like to be spanked, and you're like, well, how would I have known that if you didn't say that? I'm not just going to start spanking
you. Just try
it
out a little bit, just a little. And if she goes harder.
Well, sure, but I, you know, you don't know. Like, just why don't you just tell me you like that, and then I know.
Well,
anyway, I
nice
don't know how this guy knew.
Okay. All right.
But he knew.
Tell me.
All
There's
right.
a 26-year-old woman named Collier Fernekes who lives in D.C. Earlier this month, she matched with a guy named John on Tinder. And his first message nailed it. Sealed the deal. He got her.
Oh.
What did he write her? What did he write her
what
that
did
locked
he write her?
Them in? A detailed recipe for the French fries he wanted to make her. Oh. Quote, hey, I want you to come over so I can make you some Cajun fries. I'm going to buy some low-moisture Yukon Gold potatoes and boil them for you. I'm going to refrigerate them overnight in different water from the water I boiled them in. And he just keeps on going in detail how he's going to make her these Cajun fries.
Is that
she
the trick when you make
says
French
she
fries?
Loved She loved how different and specific his message was, so she tweeted it. The tweet went viral, and before her and John had even had their first Zoom date, There were more than 66,000 people who were invested in this couple.
We're rooting for you.
Yeah.
John and Collier.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, their first date did go well.
I need to know about this recipe.
And she says after she gets the vaccine, they're going to meet up in person for those fries.
Oh, yeah.
And she says she'll keep everyone on social media updated about their love affair. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the recipe.
Well, you look like you're looking a mile, million miles away.
No, I'm looking right at the recipe.
Okay.
I love that.
Make it a little bit bigger so I can see it.
I can't. I got to like, no. Hold on. Let me open.
I can't see that. How far away is that?
There we go.
Then I'm going to fry them in vegetable oil for
7 to 8 minutes. Then I'll let them cool for a little while and toss them in some Cajun seasoning.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then I'll fry them again. Then I'll serve them to you with sort of gourmet sauce. What's that? You know what he's talking about there, right?
Gourmet sauce.
They will be
ranch?
The best. No, not ranch. I was talking about something else.
Brin?
Ranch. Where's her drum hit?
There you go. You come on. That was a home run.
They will be the best and crunchiest French fries you've ever had in your entire life. You won't even know what happened. Oh, yeah.
He knew exactly what to say to her. He
you
goes
know what?
Into...
He's got a small one.
What?
Oh,
I would
God.
Go for that.
That is too bad.
Oh, yeah. You mean, well, so he, if anybody with a normal
a
size
fry.
To large one, they just send their deep.
Some guy's got a baked potato, some guy's got a french fry. What can
oh
I say?
Oh, my God.
You know, but look.
I would fall for that. I would...
Food, one of life's yep. great pleasures. You won't even know what happened.
Somehow you bring the topic
What's
back to
happening?
Penis every time, Sarah. Come on.
Yeah, you.
I can't
and your
you.
Wiener envy. Anyway, our text numbers, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, it's probably a setup. We originally thought the San Jose Wendy's finger in the chili was real, too.
This guy doesn't need anybody's money. This guy actually found, look, those are cinnamon-crusted shrimp tails. That is for sure. And there's string and little black dots. What the F? Come on, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Step up your quality game. That's making me bummed out about this. I have Cinnamon Toast Crunch probably in my pantry right
now. You
do not. I probably
do.
Way.
Come on.
Well, we got some kind of crap cereal in there for the kids.
Crap cereal.
They're not kids.
Well, to us they are. You know, I guess once they move out and start their own lives, I'll think of them as not my kids so much.
How old is your youngest now?
20.
Yeah. They're not
kids. No driver's license. Oh, God, that kid. I can't say anything to him because he gets so upset.
I know
what do you mean so
upset?
It's a pandemic. And I'm...
Oh, about the driver's license.
What about the 3 years before that?
Yeah, I mean, what about it?
Am I going to say that to you?
But you just don't.
Look, I like harmony in the house. And I can't live that kid's life for him. You know? Right. That's...
You should rub Olivia Rodrigo song in his face. Be like, she's 18!
Oh, what?
Oh,
no.
Yo,
now I'm gonna crush
oh,
him.
With the hit and
he's got a hit and a driver's,
and a driver's
license.
License. Brynn.
You're just like, that's just
ruthless.
Cruel and unusual.
It was the driver's license. That was the angle I was going for. It had nothing to do with uh-huh.
You yeah. just I lost mean, your honorary wow. Clark title.
Wow. Oh,
no. Yank.
He's got divorced from the family.
Sorry, pal.
Your brother-in-law
you're out.
Hates you now.
Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.